cotton ball sheep says, Jesus loves you. A trio of very skinny ghosts rising from the grave proclaim, ghosts are scary, but not the Holy Ghost. He is risen, shouts a multicolored tangle of magic marker scribbles. That one gives me pause. All of us in group have a complicated relationship with the idea of resurrection. We should be sitting in a circle, but the five of us sit in a ragged sea because none of us will ever put her back to a door again. Danny has her arms crossed, legs spread, sitting cowboy stoic in front of a wall of orange and black construction paper jack-o'-lanterns and hissing cats. She's the last person on earth who needs a reminder that Halloween is coming. Marilyn has her legs crossed, Starbucks in one hand, new purse in her lap because she won't let it touch the floor. She told Julia it cost $1,135, but I don't believe her. You can't charge that much for a faux purse. And Marilyn would never let leather touch her skin. It's hard for me to focus if I haven't eaten, Heather says in her never-ending, I haven't slept since 1988 monologue, leaning forward, hands flapping around, because of my low blood sugar. Apparently, today's argument will be about snacks. Julia sits in her wheelchair, clearly bored, drumming her fingers on her wheels, wearing an ironic World's Greatest Dad t-shirt, staring at a large, wrinkled drawing of a flying man with his arms held straight out at his sides that reads, Jesus is sad, dead, alive. I used to think it was weird that we met surrounded by Sunday school art, but now it's become the first thing I look at every month after checking my sight lines and my exits. Not because the artistic self-expression of a bunch of potential murder victims interests me in the slightest. I'm looking for warning signs, pictures of exploding guns and bloody knives, boys drawing themselves as necklace monsters with triangle fangs tearing their parents in half. I'm looking for signs that one of these kids will grow up to be my enemy, to be another one of the monsters that tried to kill us all. If you ate before a group, Dr. Carroll suggests, maybe that would help. Dr. Carroll, the only one in the room who can bring herself to put her back to the door, sits in the mouth of the sea, like she has for the past 16 years. Posture perfect, pen poised, notepad resting on one knee, treating Heather's snack obsession with the same care and concern she applies to everything we say.